within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 271, Jonah and the Whale. One of the most widespread objections to the inspiration of the Bible is the story of Jonah and the Whale. God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh, the great capital of Assyria, on the Tigris River, and to cry against it because of the great wickedness that prevailed there. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah 1:3. But God is not mocked. Galatians 6:7. So the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah 1:17. Jesus said to the scribes and the Pharisees, "For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Matthew 12:40. It is frequently alleged that the gullet of the whale is so small that it would be impossible for one to swallow a man. In Cruise of the Cachalot, Frank Bullen says that this objection is a piece of crass ignorance. He declares that a shark, 15 feet in length, has been found in the stomach of a sperm whale. Remington Kellogg says, "Sperm whale, or cachalot, is one of the best known of all whales. It sometimes grows more than 60 feet long, and it has a throat large enough to swallow a man. It lives in all the oceans of the world, although it prefers the warmer water of tropical and subtropical regions." World Book 1960, edition, volume 16, page 608. The following quotation is from McClintock and Strong's Cyclopedia of Biblical, Theological, and Ecclesiastical Literature, volume 4, page 991. "Much profane wit has been expended on the miraculous means of Jonah's deliverance, very unnecessarily and very absurdly. It is simply said, 'The Lord has prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah.' Now the species of marine animal is not defined, and the Greek kitos is often used to specify not the genus whale, but any large fish or sea monster. After his deliverance from the belly of the whale, or great fish, Jonas preached the word of the Lord to the Ninevites, and the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even unto the least of them. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." Jonah 3:5-10. By the mouth of Jeremiah, God said to the house of Israel, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, and to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them." Jeremiah 18:7-8. And Ezekiel said, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die." Ezekiel 18:20-21. Truly, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9.